Saved by grace, changed by obedience, trusting God when life doesn't make sense. Introduction. Have you ever been in a situation where it felt like God had forgotten about you? Maybe you prayed, but nothing seemed to change. Maybe you were trying to do what was right, but life only got harder. Many people assume that if they're following God, everything should go smoothly. Acts chapter 16 teaches the exact opposite. Paul and Silas were faithfully serving God, preaching the gospel, and helping people. Yet instead of receiving applause, they were beaten, thrown into prison, and placed in chains. But what looked like a setback became one of the greatest stories of salvation in the New Testament. Acts 16 reminds us that God often does his greatest work in the middle of our hardest seasons. Historical context. After the meeting in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 15, Paul begins his second missionary journey. His mission is simple: strengthen churches, preach the gospel, reach new cities. Along the way, Timothy joins Paul, and later Luke becomes part of the missionary team. One of the first major cities they enter is Philippi, a Roman colony in Macedonia. Philippi was filled with Roman culture and pagan worship. There was no large Jewish population, so there wasn't even a synagogue. Yet God had already prepared people there whose lives were about to be changed forever. God opens hearts. The first person Luke introduces is Lydia. She was a successful businesswoman who sold expensive purple cloth. The Bible says something beautiful. Acts chapter 16, verse 14 says, "The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul." Notice who opened her heart. Not Paul, not his preaching ability. The Lord, our responsibility is to share the gospel. God is the one who changes hearts. After hearing the message, Lydia and her household were baptized. Whenever people genuinely responded to the gospel throughout Acts, obedience followed. Sometimes doing right brings opposition. Later, Paul casts a demon out of a young slave girl. Instead of celebrating her freedom, her owners become angry because they lost the money they were making through her fortune-telling. Paul and Silas are falsely accused. They're beaten. They're thrown into prison. Their feet are locked in stocks. Imagine that. You're obeying God, you're helping people, and you end up in prison. Following Jesus does not guarantee an easy life. Sometimes obedience costs us something. Modern-day analogy. Imagine Jasmine has been praying for months about a new job. Finally, she gets hired. She's excited because she believes God opened the door. A few weeks later, she's treated unfairly by coworkers. She's overlooked for promotions. People criticize her because of her faith. She begins wondering, "God, did I miss your will?" But months later, one of those same coworkers asks her, "Can you tell me about Jesus? I've been watching how you handle difficult situations." What felt like a setback was actually an opportunity God had prepared all along. Sometimes God doesn't remove us from difficult places because he intends to use us there. Worship changes the atmosphere. Around midnight, Paul and Silas weren't complaining. They weren't blaming God. They weren't questioning his goodness. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 says, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God." Their circumstances hadn't changed, but their focus had. Suddenly, an earthquake shook the prison. The chains fell off. The doors opened. God responded, not simply to free Paul and Silas, but to save an entire household, the Philippian jailer. The jailer assumed the prisoners had escaped. Knowing Roman law, he prepared to take his own life, but Paul stopped him. Acts chapter 16, verse 30, the jailer asks Paul and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" This is one of the greatest questions ever asked. Paul answered that question in verse 31. Paul says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." Some people stop reading there, but Luke doesn't. The very next verses tell us what happened next. Paul and Silas continued teaching him the word of God. Then, that same night, in Acts chapter 16, verse 33, it says, "And immediately he and all his family were baptized." The jailer's belief produced obedience. He didn't argue. He didn't postpone. He responded. Faith and obedience work together. Acts 16 beautifully demonstrates that faith and obedience belong together. The jailer wasn't saved because baptism earned salvation, nor was baptism optional. His baptism was the obedient response of genuine faith. This perfectly agrees with the pattern established throughout Acts. Faith believes, faith repents, faith obeys. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 remains the apostolic response to the gospel. Repent. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and grace saves us. Faith receives that grace. Obedience is the natural response of genuine faith. What this means for us today, Acts 16 reminds us that God is still opening hearts today. Not everyone will respond. Some will reject the gospel. Others, like Lydia and the jailer, will receive it with joy. This chapter also reminds us that worship isn't reserved for easy days. Some of the greatest worship comes in the middle of painful seasons. Finally, Acts 16 teaches us never to underestimate what God can do through our faithfulness. Paul and Silas probably thought they were simply surviving another difficult day. God was using their suffering to save an entire family. Conclusion: Acts 16 reminds us that God often works behind the scenes when we least expect it. He opens hearts, he breaks chains, he saves families, he transforms prisons into places of praise. The same God who worked in Philippi is still working today. When life becomes difficult, don't stop trusting him. You may be closer to your breakthrough than you realize. Key takeaway: Acts 16 teaches that God works powerfully through faithful believers, even in difficult circumstances. Saving faith responds in obedience. Worship can transform our perspective, and God often uses our trials to bring others to Christ. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 says, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God." Sometimes your greatest testimony isn't how God kept you out of the storm. Sometimes it's how he met you in the storm.